Dr. Pinsky dictating a female. I am Eon Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Andrews as described in my report of 9/25/22. She is now a 44-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 2/3/21. She was walking a patient to the operating room where the patient fell and Ms. Andrews grabbed him so he didn't hit the ground. But as a result, she believed she injured her lower back and went to urgent care the same day. She had further evaluation and treatment, culminating in surgery on 9/22/21. She has completed a course of active treatment with an injection on 6/3/23. She denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas, except for an event in 2020 when she was given a single injection. She also relates she had a flare-up of her back pain in February of 2023. Despite having undergone surgery, she reports she is no better. In paragraph, as per the records provided, Ms. Andrews was seen or surgically by Dr. Mitchell on 3/29/23 for a need for treatment evaluation. He noted her course of treatment to date. He referenced she had headaches and an MRI of the brain that saw some lesions, leading to a cervical spine MRI. She then went to a neurologist who told her nothing was wrong, she needed no further treatment. She does have a lesion C7 on her MRI, and in discussing this with her, it was not disclosed to her, or she cannot recall it if it was discussed by the neurologist. Dr. Mitchell informed her she should return to her primary care to discuss the C7 lesion, which may be a hemangioma. The warrants follow-up is not related to her work injury. But he also ascertained a history that sometime in 2016 or 2017, she was having low back pain only, for which she treated with a chiropractor. In 2020, the pain worsened, and she was seen by pain specialist Dr. FitzHenry. But she thought she had an MRI at that time. And then prior to an injection, she had a repeat MRI. But at the time of her injection, she had back pain radiating to both lower extremities into the level of the calves and the hips. She had one epidural steroid injection in August 2020. She denied any problems afterwards, and the injection provided significant relief. She did have a few weeks of therapy postoperatively. She then lost her insurance. She denied any problems since last seen by Dr. FitzHenry in October 2020. He then ascertained the history of the mechanism of injury of 2/3/21. He noted a course of treatment afterwards, including various injections and surgery. That surgery involved left L4-5 laminectomy with left L4 and left L5 nerve root decompression, and left L4-5 microdiscectomy on 9/22/21. On this occasion, he diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy and herniated lumbar intervertebral disc. He described a 7/2/19 cervical spine MRI, showed a right C5-6 disc herniation. There was bright signal within the C7 vertebral body. This is a bony lesion only. Lumbar spine x-rays were done on 7/6/20. There were degenerative changes on lateral imaging at L4-5. Lumbar MRI at 7/17/20 revealed normal lordosis without fracture or subluxation, but there is decreased water content at L3-4 and L4-5. Paired there was a L4-5 central herniation. Paired there was a left dorsal synovial cyst of the L4-5 facet joint and a shallow central protrusion at L5-S1. Paired he noted lumbar x-rays from 2/9/21 and lumbar MRI from 3/11/21. Period. On the latter study at L3-4 and L4-5, there were degenerative changes. Paired at L4-5, the disc herniation had increased in size on various imaging. Paired stenosis of the canal had increased when compared to the 2020 study. But this is on direct comparison of images side by side. Period. He referenced the postoperative lumbar spine films and system with left L4-5 decompression. Paired she did have a lumbar MRI on 2/123 that revealed normal lordosis. Period. L3-4 and L4-5 had degenerative changes. Paired L3-4 had a small central protrusion. Paired L4-5 had a central disc herniation decreased from prior study with left laminectomy defect and minimal residual left foraminal narrowing. Paired there was significant decrease in the prior disc herniation at L4-5, but no change in the L3-4 pathology. Paired this was on direct comparison. Paired there was also a cascade of the lumbar spine from 2/1/23 that showed postoperative changes consistent with left L4-5 laminotomy and left L4-5 discectomy. Paired there were no pars fracture. Paired overall, Dr. Mitchell recommended pain management consultation to discuss injections. Paired this should be a left L5-S1 transforaminal epidural steroid injection, after which she would return in 2 weeks to determine its efficacy. Period. In the paragraph, she was seen in that regard by pain specialist Dr. Kwan on 5/22/23. Period. On 6/20/23, he performed a epidural steroid injection on the left at L5-S1. Period. On 2/13/23, the petitioner presented herself to Inspira Hospital emergency room complaining of low back pain with a history of lumbar surgery. Period. She did also offer radicular symptoms. Period. She did have laboratory studies done while at the emergency room. Period. A lumbar MRI from 2/1/23 showed post-surgical changes related to left-sided laminectomy at L4-5 occurring in the interim since the prior MRI. Period. At L4-5, there was left-sided post-surgical laminectomy changes. Period. Ms. Andrews followed up with Dr. Mitchell through 9/15/23. Period. She reported worsening of her pain for 1 to 2 months after the injection of 6/20/23. Period. Over the past month, however, her pain had been improving. Period. He discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. However, he would not recommend additional surgery at that juncture due to her confirmed improvement. Period. From a surgical spine standpoint, she was deemed at maximum medical improvement and could continue working full duty without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she is an adult white female mesomorph who is well developed and well nourished and no acute distress, who appears appropriate for her stated age. Appeared she had neat mid-back length hair and wore sneakers. Appeared she did have a TENS unit with her. Period. Extremities lower. Pinprick sensation was diminished in the left S1 distribution, but was otherwise intact. Appeared the rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. There was a midline longitudinal scar measuring 1/2 inch in length with preserved left outer curve. Appeared she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 45 degrees. Period extension was to 15 degrees with tenderness. Period bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period seated straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints. Period supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period there was a positive reverse flip maneuver for symptom magnification. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Period impressions on 2-3-21. Nicole Andrews reportedly injured her lower back at work as marked in my prior report. Period. Since she seen here, she sought additional medical treatment. Period on 2-1-23. She went to Inspira emergency room with back pain. Period she had a CAT scan and an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period she improved with the administration of hydromorphone. Period she then followed up neurosurgically with Dr. Mitchell. Period she submitted to injection therapy by Dr. Kwan with varying reported results. Period she saw Dr. Mitchell through 9/15/23 when he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement with improving symptoms at that juncture. Period. New paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Andrews found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for radicular complaints. Period, she had a positive reverse lip maneuver indicative of symptom magnification. Period, there was subjectively diminished pinprick sensation and a left S1 distribution. Period, new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation remain unchanged as marked from my prior report. Period, and that is the end.